It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It is 34 degrees.
Delays are clearing up fairly quickly now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
We're following a developing story this morning on KSL News Radio. A hunt is underway right now in central Utah for whoever shot at and hit multiple vehicles on I-15 this morning.
Four vehicles were shot at and two people were hit but have non-life-threatening injuries. Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden tells us they believe the shooter was in a moving vehicle.
Witnesses have reported that the individual was traveling southbound. Our last vehicle that was shot was actually traveling on the northbound side, but we believe that that vehicle may have been struck from across the freeway.
Police have only a vague description of the vehicle the shooter was in.
It sounds like it was a white or a light-colored SUV of some sort. The witnesses described it as possibly some type of like a Jeep Cherokee or something along those lines.
Sergeant Roden is also asking for help as they continue their search and investigation.
We do want the public to be alert and use caution if they see any type of suspicious activity. We want them to please notify law enforcement so that we can take any actions. If anyone observed the actual incident that occurred this morning, the more information we can get on the incident, the better. So please contact our Murray office at 801-887-3800.
Police are still investigating what caliber of gun was used in the shootings. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio for the latest as we continue to follow this developing news.
In other news this morning, a man from Virginia is dead after rappelling in Zion National Park. His two friends were rescued without injury. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the details.
Zion National Park officials say they aren't exactly sure what happened to this 31-year-old Andrew Arvig from Chesapeake, Virginia. About 30 rescuers, including a technical team and two helicopters, were called out Saturday to a call of three stranded canyoneers up about 280 feet above the ground in Heaps Canyon, which is close to the entrance of the park. The group of three had basically finished their trip, but Arvig and his friends had trouble getting past a rock ledge. Crews were able to get Arvig's two friends down without injury, but he was lowered and pronounced dead at the scene. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
A West Jordan man who was asleep inside a burning house was saved by a pregnant woman. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
A house near 8500 South, 3700 West caught fire, and the flames could be seen for miles. Sarah Mon lives a few blocks away and rushed over to help. She tells KSL TV's Dan Rascone other neighbors were standing on their porches, so she ran to the front door and started banging on it.
I could feel the heat. Yeah, it was intense. It was already to the doorway.
A man ran out and thanked Mon profusely. She says it probably wasn't the best idea to run toward flames while she's 4.5 months pregnant, but says she would hate herself if someone died. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Omicron is a cause for concern, but not panic. That's the message the White House and health officials are passing along as scientists work to learn more about the variant. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado of Stanford University says the best thing to do right now is keep getting people vaccinated.
Going into the holiday season, we need to be very careful, make sure we're still vaccinated, that we wear a mask and distance if we're around crowded areas, especially with strangers.
At this point, researchers are still working to see how the current vaccines work against the variant.
Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama will get another chance to unionize after the National Labor Relations Board called for a new election. The board said Amazon used unfair practices to pressure workers to vote against the union back in April. ABC's senior national correspondent Terry Moran says union organizers will get another shot, but it could be a long shot.
They got thumped, the union did, in Alabama when they took this vote, losing 2-1. Now, it's very, very hard to organize in the South in general. There's a cultural reluctance about unions. And as Amazon said, the minimum wage in Alabama is $7.20 an hour or something like that. They pay $15.30 an hour.
ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran.
Putting dinner on the table is costing us more right now as inflation hits a 31-year high for staples such as gas and food. Certified financial planner Shane Stewart with DMBA says we should all take a look at our budget.
What most people need to do is sit down and think about, and this is something that we all have not needed to do for a while since the economy's been so good, is budget or think about what we're spending and be a little more thrifty.
For example, the price of a dozen eggs is up 30% just in the past year.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.